There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. GameTime is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their GameTime guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the GameTime app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. GameTime.
Good morning. Welcome back to Deer Season Daily. It is November 5th of 2025. Today, I'm going to be talking about Blake's buck. I'm going to be talking about a hunt that I had yesterday evening. We got some stuff new with the shop. We got some news out of Clinton County that has to do with a teen and poaching. Weather movement predictions, as always. And then the tip of the day has to do with your aim point. So, before we get into all that, don't forget about Racks Big Game Supplements. They are our partner for these Deer Season Dailies. You can go to racksmineral.com and see everything they have to offer. Our website is ridgehunteroutdoors.com. If you find anything on there you like, whether it's a t-shirt or a hat or any of our scent, anything like that, you can use the discount code RHOPOD, that's all caps, no space, and you get 10% off of everything in your order. If you guys are on YouTube, subscribe, leave a comment, like, all that kind of stuff. Appreciate you guys when you interact like that. If you're on audio only, make sure you hit the follow button and leave us a review on those. That helps the show out a bunch, and it doesn't cost you anything but a couple seconds, especially on Spotify. I think all you have to do is hit rate and hit the five stars, whatever, if you have an account. You can do that. So like I said, RHO update, Blake and his deer, the saga has ended. So I told you guys yesterday, I believe, that he had shot one and they found it, but it was still alive and they were going to go back. After I found out what their plan was, they were leaving it and they were going to go back. They found it today. They recovered him. It was a long, drawn-out deal after he shot him. I think it lasted a couple days total, maybe 3 days or the better part of 3 days. Anyway, he did find the buck. It was a deer he calls the goofy buck. He's got one really nice 5-point side, and then the other one is like, it goes almost straight up, but it's got tines all over the place. It's a super cool deer. You guys can go check it out on our socials, Ridge Hunter Outdoors on Facebook and Instagram. I posted the pictures of it there. It was a really nice buck. I'm not sure what all we got on video or how it's going to turn out, but I think we will have something on it. I know he got kind of the shot on video, so we'll see how it turns out, but I'll try to do something on that, whether it's a semi-live video or it'll for sure be part of Fall Pursuit Season 3. So if you don't see anything on it from YouTube this year, it'll for sure be on Fall Pursuit Season 3. But I haven't seen the video yet, so I'm hoping I can make a semi-live video for it as well. If not, maybe I can get the interview put into something. I'm not sure. We'll figure that out when I see what kind of video we got. The cabin hunt that I talked about yesterday where I had those 5 bucks come in and those does, that will be out either today or tomorrow. I'm going to start editing it after I get done recording this, and then it'll either be out today or tomorrow. I did have another good sit last night as this airs. I had a little buck come in and went over into the little bedding area that I was hunting on the downwind side of, stirred up some does, a doe and a fawn, ran them out of there. He came out with them, and apparently he stirred up the rest of the deer that were in there too, because then I had two mature does come out of that bedding area, and as the second one was coming, the first one stopped right underneath me, and as the second one was coming, she got to about 15 yards, up stood a pretty nice 9-pointer that we've got pictures of. I'm not 100% sold I would shoot him, but if he was standing there perfect and the video was good, I think I probably would. However, tonight he got within bow range. I think the closest he's got was 35 yards, for sure 40. He was never in a shooting lane, and it didn't matter because I had does all over me anyway, and they would have busted me had I even tried to reach for my bow, let alone try to get all the cameras where they needed to be and draw back on this deer. So I will have video from that, though. I did get a little bit of video of him. I got some of the does. It was a good hunt. I'm going to be able to put something together on that. Just not sure when it will be out. But the cabin video will be out soon. And then again, hopefully we can get something on Blake's buck. But you guys can go check it out on our social media now. It is posted. Talking shop. We're starting to get some really nice bucks in. I think in the last couple of days, we've got three that are in like the 140 to 145 to 160 range. So some pretty nice deer coming in. And if you count Blake's, his is probably in that range too. So that would add another one to that. And guys are also talking about seeing exactly the kind of activity you would expect for the first week of November. Talking about bucks being with does, just like my hunt last night. They're doing what they're supposed to be doing. And I think a lot of the reason we're seeing it is because of these average temperatures that we had. It hasn't been super cold, but it's not been super hot either. Today is going to be a little bit warmer, and I'll talk about that in a couple of segments. But overall, we've had pretty decent temperatures compared to a lot of years. So we're seeing a lot of good rut activity. The guys bringing deer are seeing good rut activity, and we're starting to get more big bucks in the shop. So they are hitting the ground just like we thought they would here in this first week. That takes us to what's new. And as I already mentioned, this is somewhat local. There's a Clinton County 18-year-old that had got caught for poaching. And I'm just going to read you this quick article from WSIL News Channel 3 here in Southern Illinois. The title is Deer Poaching Suspect Caught in Clinton County, Illinois. Authorities executed search warrants in Clinton and Marion counties on Wednesday, October 29th, 2025, as part of an investigation into the illegal killing of deer from the roadway. I won't say his name. 18 of rural Carlisle was taken into custody by Clinton County Sheriff's deputies and Illinois Conservation Police officers. The Clinton County Sheriff's Office said he is suspected of killing at least 13 deer across different locations from a vehicle. The sheriff's office accused him of using a .22 caliber rifle and a spotlight to commit the acts. So allegedly, what they're saying is this 18-year-old was running around rural Clinton County with a spotlight and a .22 rifle and ended up killing at least 13 deer. And that's just the ones that they found. I think that were found on reports. It actually goes on, assisting the Clinton County Sheriff's Office with the Illinois Conservation Police and Marion County Sheriff's Office. The investigation stems from an incident on October 24th, 2025, where the Sheriff's Office said multiple deer were killed in the Boulder area of Clinton County. So they must have got a tip on that or something about these deer all being killed suspiciously. And like I said, they ended up finding 13 of them. So he's killed at least 13 deer with a .22 and a spotlight. So I'm not sure what kind of charges he faces. Obviously, he'll have criminal charges from that. He will have charges from the DNR as well, wildlife charges or whatever you want to, however you want to refer to them. So that is going to be a horrible way to start adulthood for that 18-year-old. Hopefully, he can learn from the experience and gets a second chance and does a lot better. But also, hopefully, he's punished appropriately, because if not, then he won't learn any lesson from it. And it could potentially be even worse down the road. So try to do better. If you're out there doing that kind of stuff, or if you're thinking about doing that kind of stuff, it's not worth it, especially if you get caught. It is absolutely not worth it. I'm sure this guy will tell you that once he gets through with the justice system. And I think that poachers deserve whatever kind of punishment they get. And it's not my job to decide what is just in that case, but I am all for the punishment that they receive, because I think that is one of the lowest things that you can do when it comes to killing wildlife. So that's all I got for what's new. That was not exactly new. I think that was like 5 days ago or something, but I was giving it a little bit of time just to see if anything else came out on it. I hadn't heard anything else yet, so thought I'd cover that today. If we get any more updates on that, I'll try to remember to bring them to you guys. And that takes us to weather and movement. Like I said earlier, it's going to be warmer today. Low of 51 this morning, high of 70 in the afternoon. It's supposed to be sunny all day, so it might feel a little bit warmer than that even. The wind this morning is supposed to be 8 to 10 miles per hour out of the southwest. And then it switches all the way to the northwest by the afternoon and like 5 to 8 mile an hour by dark. So it'll lay almost down to nothing probably in places by dark, but it'll switch to northwest. So probably not a great day to plan an all-day sit unless you've got one of those spots where any west wind works for you, but probably going to be a deal where if you're hunting morning and afternoon, you're thinking two different setups. That's what I'm thinking at least. We had a picture of a good one on a setup for a west-northwest wind, so I'm going to hunt him in the afternoon. Going to try a new spot in the morning and see what we got going on there, but that is what the wind's looking like. It's going to switch all the way around throughout the day. The pressure is supposed to be rising today. Not much, but it is going from 30 to 30.1. So, nonetheless, it is rising. I would say the warmer temperatures could subdue some daytime movement, even though it is the rut. If they don't have to move, then they don't when it's that hot. Because the analogy all the time we use is put on your warmest winter coat and go outside when it's 70 degrees and see if you want to run around. Because that's essentially what they're doing. They've got the winter coats on as thick as they're going to be. And at 70 degrees, it's hot. However, it is the rut. So if a hot doe comes by, they're going to move. Or if there's one in the area, or maybe they're just coming off of one. They're going back to bed or something like that. There's still a chance it could be a good day. I talked about that yesterday with the tip of the day. So could be a slow day for you, depending on what you got going on in your area. Also, it's the rut, so it could be a really good day. So I would say get out there if you got the opportunity to do so. And that takes us to the last segment of the show, which is the tip of the day. And it is anticipate the deer dropping when you shoot. And obviously this is for archery, because if you have a firearm, it doesn't really matter. You can beat the deer no matter what. You're shooting 1,000 whatever feet per second. But with a bow, you're not. And especially on the quiet days when they can hear the bow go off pretty clearly, they're going to drop. They say 18 yards is where they start to be able to beat your arrow. So if they're like 18 yards and in, then you can pretty much aim true and be just fine, no matter what kind of bow you're shooting. I mean, you can probably get down to 210, 220 feet per second and still not have to worry about it too much at, you know, less than 18 yards. But once you get out past 20, you cannot beat them. I don't care what kind of bow you're using. There's not one that's fast enough, whether you're shooting one of these big high-speed compound bows or a crossbow that shoots 400, 500 feet a second. Past 20 yards, if they hear it, you are not going to completely beat them dropping. If you're shooting 500 feet a second versus 250 feet a second, are you going to have a few inches of advantage there? Probably at 20 yards. But you start getting 22, 25, 30, 35, it doesn't even really matter, because that's not going to save you enough to be able to keep from missing. They can drop so much before that arrow gets there, once you get out to 20, 25, 30 yards, that they can be completely gone by the time the arrow gets there, no matter how fast you're shooting. Once you get over 40 yards, especially if there's a little bit of noise, like a little bit of wind or something, to cover the sound, they won't be as likely to drop, just because they can't hear it, or by the time they hear it, it's too late and they don't have time to drop. So I'm not advocating for shooting long distance shots, but if you are shooting out to 50 yards, or if you're real practiced and you're shooting 60 yards, you may not have to worry about it as much, unless, again, if it's dead still, then if they hear it, they've got time to run in circles before that arrow gets to them at that distance. So keep that in mind as well. If it's really windy, they may not drop even if they're in, like, you know, 20-yard range, 25-yard range, just because they may not be able to hear it. And that's the biggest thing. They're hearing the bow go off, and then they're not technically ducking the arrow. So it's not like, I mean, maybe they see the arrow a little bit, but it's not like they're seeing it coming and they're ducking to get out of the way of it. They're just loading into their legs to take off running, because the sound of the bow spooks them. So you got to consider the sound for, you know, accounting for how much they're going to drop, when, how far out they're going to drop, and stuff like that. So the louder the bow, obviously, the more likely they're going to be to duck. And that could be just because your bow's louder, or it could be because it's quieter outside, or if there's more wind, or if there's more noise out, whatever, then they're less likely to drop. But I would say always anticipate them dropping. And in order to have success doing that, I try to aim right between, if you cut the deer into thirds vertically from top to bottom, I try to aim at the top of the bottom third line. So right in the middle of the bottom third and the middle third. If you put lines on them, that line is where I would aim, like around top of the heart. So if you take the top of the heart and you move it back a little bit behind that shoulder, that's where I'm aiming on those shots that are right around 20 yards plus. Is kind of my aim point. If they do drop and you're aiming there, you're going to double lung them. You have quite a bit of room for them to drop. If you don't, you still might double lung them, or you heart shoot them. Either way, you're going to kill the deer. Even doing that, you're going to miss some. Some of them will be gone so fast that you can aim underneath of them and still either hit them in the high back or the spine or completely miss them. But also, you're going to miss some low, too, because you're going to miss judge yardage by a couple. Maybe your rangefinder hits a weed instead of the deer, something like that. You're going to miss some deer low. But in my opinion, in my experience, in what I've seen, you're going to miss less of them low by anticipating them dropping than you will missing high if you don't anticipate the drop. So if you don't anticipate them dropping, you're going to miss more deer high because they're getting out of the way, they're ducking, loading into their legs, and they're moving so much. So you're going to miss a lot more deer high or wound a lot more deer than you are if you aim a little bit lower and account for that drop. Now, obviously, too, if they're in like 15 yards and you're high up in a tree stand, you can't aim that low because you're not going to get anything. You could miss everything on your side because you're too steep of an angle. So you got to account for your angles too when I'm talking about this. But usually once you get out to where they can really drop, your angle's not that steep anyway. Also, sometimes you just miss one way or the other, and that's bow hunting. So this is not like foolproof, and it's not 100% of the time if you aim here, you're going to kill that deer because things still happen. Wind blows your arrow, they can still drop. You could, like I said, misjudge the yardage. You could hit something with your rangefinder. You could do all kinds of things that could cause that arrow to fly wrong and miss. However, I think you will miss less if you aim a little bit lower at that top of that lower third and you anticipate them dropping because they are going to drop and you cannot beat them. That's all I got for today. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. If you did, let us know in the comments. Also, have you had experience with deer dropping? Leave that in the comments. Again, like the video, subscribe if you're on YouTube, follow if you're on any of the audio platforms, our social media, Ridge Hunter Outdoors. You guys can follow us there as well. I will be back tomorrow morning with another Deer Season Daily, and we'll talk about hopefully a little bit better weather as we get closer to the weekend and what looks like could be some really good days Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and I'm excited to talk about that. But for now, we'll talk about what we got in front of us, and I will see you tomorrow morning.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat, and boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.